Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, and on today's podcast, we're looking ahead to the 35th Marx Annual Conference, which will be taking place from 13th to the 24th of September this year, and registration for the conference recently opened. I'm joined on today's podcast by Marx Chair Joachim Hoffmann of Syngenta, Gregor Voss of Brinkhoff, who is Chair of the Marx Programming Team, and Willem Lepping of Plume, who's a member of the Marx Executive and Chair of this year's conference team. Hello to all of you.
Hello, good to be here.
Good morning, James.
Hello.
Lovely to have you with us. Joachim, I'd like to start with you. As Chair of Marx, what's important do you think about the annual conference for both members and other trademark practitioners?
Well, the annual conference for Marx has always been, of course, important, especially for brand owners, but also practitioners, in learning about and intensifying trademark-related topics. And usually we have great topics and for exchanging ideas, for networking and meeting with other brand owners or practitioners, sometimes with law firms you work regularly with, that also helps. So normally this has been in a live format, of course, and this AC is different. The last one was already virtual, but this one is a first step back to a live format, which we have been missing so long. It will be in a hybrid format. And it's a bit similar to football. It's not maybe the same to watch it on TV, and for some, we have the opportunity to join with us in The Hague, like in the football stadium. It's a step back and being together again with the people you're used to and exchanging ideas live and listening to these topics. As I said, we again have great topics. Willem and Gregor will talk about this later. And also here with a big thank you for Willem and Gregor and the others for organizing this and bringing back our old format to some degree.
You mentioned it's a hybrid conference. Willem, can you tell us a little bit more about what that means in practice and what the different registration options are?
Yes, of course, James, and thank you very much for this opportunity. As you will recall, when we were confronted with the pandemic last year, we really had to improvise and convert the annual conference in Stockholm into a Marx Week, and that basically was a week full of Zoom seminars. But for this year, we had fortunately more planning time, and we have been able to come up with, I think, a quite unique hybrid event. It's going to be a very high quality event. We know many people will not be able to travel to other places due to travel restrictions by their governments, maybe their corporate policies, and some people may not feel comfortable. And on the other hand, we know that there are many Marx members that are really saying, oh, I would love to come, and are also able to come. And we said, well, can't we find a good mix? And we said, well, if you have a good presence, a true presence of people, at least of a part of the delegates, that will create a nice interaction with the speaker. So it will not just be talking to a camera. No, we want more. So apart from, let's say, the meetings that we have on the Tuesday, September 14th, the centerpiece will be the Wednesday and the Thursday. And those will be two full days of an educational program, Marx quality as you're used to, but then in the format of a professional TV show. And there will be the presence of a live studio audience of about 100 people, 100 delegates. And just compare it to the Eurovision Song Contest. It's not coming from Rotterdam, but 15 miles down the road and coming from The Hague. And the nice thing is that we finally have a chance to do some physical visits to the to Europol, the European Police Organization. But there will also be a virtual one. And after the meeting in The Hague, and that's also going to be fun, there are opportunities to have workshops, to be there, to attend those. But you do not have to choose. You can just follow all of them if you want to. And that all in all gives us more than 16 hours of really high-end educational program. And as Marks, we care about our members. We're a nonprofit organization, and we're able to offer those 16 hours as a webinar, the virtual version, €490 in the early bird and €950 if you want to attend in The Hague.
Yeah, so there are basically two options for people to consider. There's the attending the 2 days in The Hague and joining all the other things virtually. As you mentioned, the workshops, the webinars in the following week. That's one option. And the other option is to do the whole thing virtually.
Exactly.
So, Gregor, talking first of all then about the face-to-face element in The Hague, what will people experience differently from a traditional annual conference?
Well, in terms of how the conference will run, there is nothing traditional about it. So that's the first thing I think to mention. What will happen is that the conference will take place in the World Forum, which is a very large conference center, but the setting actually will be much more intimate. So the panels will take place at a long table, more that you are used to from, a late night show on television. So the whole thing will be recorded and broadcasted. So the panelists and I guess ourselves will almost become television stars through Marks. And the good thing is for the people who are actually there, who are attending, they will be more the attendance of a television show rather than they would be sitting at a regular conference. That means that also the people who are there, and sort of that's the face-to-face element that you're referring to, means that they're more engaged. It also means, and I think that's a positive element, that people cannot hide behind their laptops or telephones. They really have to be in the panel, in the discussions, which I think will actually be a benefit. I mean, it's something we have not done before. And I think actually it can only benefit. So, a lot of bad things can also amount to some good things. But I think that is actually a very good element. And let's face it, I mean, as Joachim already mentioned, it's just such a relief that we can finally, if only with a smaller group, but can come together and meet each other also. I mean, that's not a part of the face-to-face element that I really, really like and look forward to.
And it'll be really interesting, I think, to see how people engage in that and that interactive element in the room works. Will there be a costume designer and will we have to wear makeup? That's one question, I suppose.
I don't think there will be a costume designer, but if you would want one, James, please let us know. We're happy to comply, I guess. No, it's without too many joking. No, obviously, we've already have been in touch with the production company. And I mean, we as the programming team, because Willem is more the logistics side of the conference and we are more sort of the material aspects. But I've spoken also with the production company, they're very professional. And I actually think that they will make a very pleasant show almost of this Marks conference. And I think actually for the people who participate, also from a distance, it will be so much better than if you're in one of those Zoom seminars, which we all had to endure, obviously, the last year. And I think this is a huge step up from that format. And it will be much more pleasant to watch, much more engaging. And I think also, therefore, much better to follow, and you will get much more out of it for that reason as well.
So maybe that's a good point to ask, Willem, perhaps if you can tell us just a little bit more about how the virtual side of things will work and how people engaging virtually will do that.
I think what you will see is we're really working with the producer and other parties that will really ensure a super high-end quality of this event. It will mean that there will be a separate platform on which you can follow the event if you're not in The Hague. There will be an opportunity for virtual network meetings. You will get the feeling, like Gregor also said, that you will be watching TV. And if you like it, I really could recommend to people, maybe you can connect your laptop to your TV screen or to a bigger screen and watch it. Sit down and watch it. I think you will really enjoy it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. So, Gregor, can you tell us a little bit about the conference theme this year?
Well, as you've seen, the theme will be peace and justice for brands. And that theme is obviously highly inspired by The Hague itself, which is known as a peace and justice city, home to the Peace Palace, which is the original seat of the International Court of Justice, which, by the way, has expanded hugely in The Hague now. But apart from that International Court of Justice that everybody knows, The Hague is a very international city. It has almost 160 international organizations, many from the UN. There are also many IP organizations. For instance, the EPO has a huge office in The Hague. Obviously, it's home to the Benelux Office for Intellectual Property, that we from the Benelux always like to think has been the model for the whole Union Trademark and EU IPO setup. The Hague also has refers to itself as the second United Nations city after New York, although I've heard that is in contention by Geneva. But nevertheless, The Hague is a very much an international city. Last but not least, it's also home to Europol. That is also the good thing about having Europol, is that they also engage in our conference. Willem knows more about that. But it's very nice that we have the cooperation of such a well-established European organization. How does the work theme in the actual sessions? Well, if you look at the program, obviously I can recommend everybody going to the Marx website and have a look at the program. You will see that this year, more than ever, I would say, the theme is really runs through all the panels. So we start basically having a very wide session. How does protection and enforcement for trademarks work? What's the nature of the actual infringements and copying? So that's more the broad perspective that we will take on enforcement of trademarks and the rights that you will have from a trademark. And then obviously we go down into what constitutes good and bad behavior when it comes to trademarks. How does new technology works in that? Obviously, that session will deal with things like trademark trolls, etc. And then we go even deeper in, and then we go into what's actually how do you enforce your rights? What tools do trademark owners have to their advantage? What can they do? What's all available? That's where Europol also comes in, because obviously they are involved in the customs and criminal side of things. So that's very, very interesting. Then we fitted in also what we call Peace and Justice from Luxembourg, which is the traditional session that we have on the case law that came from the EU court last year. And then on the second day, we go to Peace and Justice Online. So how does enforcement work on an online environment? Then we go to litigation strategies from boardroom to courtroom. So that also deals how do you deal with peace and justice within the corporation, within your company. We will also look at what happens to your trademark after sale. So how can you then still protect your brand? Is there peace and justice for your brand once the products have been sold? And last but not least, but that's obviously a little bit outside the theme, but we'll do an update on Brexit. Well, and I think it's for everyone's guests to know whether Brexit is within the theme or not, but I think it's a little bit outside that, actually. So that sort of gives you a good view, I think, how we managed to work the theme into all the sessions, highly inspired, obviously, by the location of the conference.
And it's also worth mentioning, isn't it, that the speakers will be the usual mix that we expect at Marks of strategic and branding experts, in-house brand experts, IP practitioners, WIPO, EUIPO, enforcement, as you said, and so on.
Yes, correct. What is slightly different this year from other years, but that has to do really with the setup, the hybrid setup of the conference, and obviously all the restrictions that are still in place, is that almost all speakers, if not all of them, are European speakers. It's obviously very difficult to get people from outside Europe into The Hague because of all the travel restrictions. So, you know, we've tried as much as possible even to get the speakers on a land-based connection to The Hague, so that if anything goes wrong, they could even take the car and drive up to The Hague. But yeah, that's slightly different. It's in that sense a bit more restricted pool of speakers that we had to work with. But yeah, Marx has such a huge pool of good speakers and people are, you know, really willing to participate that was not a problem at all.
Absolutely. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how the speakers work with the interactive audience, as Willem described earlier. So thanks for that. So back to Joachim. As an in-house counsel and a veteran of Marx conferences, what do you think are the particular benefits for in-house counsel of joining the conference, whether that's in person or virtually?
I think the exchange with other brand owners is a very valuable thing. It has always been, of course, for the people who are present, the direct exchange is of course, an important, wonderful thing. But also the individual virtual exchange for those who cannot be there in person is, I think, also this time of a high value. much better, as Willem explained, as in a normal Zoom conference. And of course, also the topics we have, learning about these and learning about new ones or intensifying all the topics which are of absolute relevancy for many brand owners is important. For example, the proactive and reactive measures on about counterfeiting or enforcement, trademark filing strategies, bad faith, trademark trolls. And of course, you learn from the experience from other brand owners and practitioners, and you learn what Europol is doing, things that normally are only known to very few brand owners, and how you can interact with them or what they can do for you. And of course, for those who are there, the direct contact and the exchange, the mingling, which is often needed and now has been missing for a long time, is of course a great benefit. And being together in one spot for a couple of days, as you know, really helps to concentrate on these topics better and in a real working atmosphere and without less distraction with work and family. Now, of course, for the ones who cannot attend directly, I think it's still absolutely worth it. As Willem said, this is 16 hours of a very good learning experience for all brand owners, and they can be flexible what they attend and not. And I think it's also great to watch that.
And I think the last year in particular has been tough for a lot of brand managers, in-house counsel, hasn't it? With the communication obviously being disrupted and not being able to meet each other and so on. So this will be a great opportunity for many of them to do that, probably for the first time, maybe for a year or more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are all hungry again for something like this. And it looks like this is one of the first steps. We also see it in other areas that this is happening. Everything is opening up again, and it will be a step back to normal, and also have again our own old brand owner's experience of doing something like this, like an annual conference together and profiting from each other.
Thank you. And so, Willem, what do you think future Marks events will look like? How far ahead are you planning? And do you think we'll be learning lessons from this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're very busy with the next 3 years ahead. Next year will be in Madrid, and the year after, 2023, in Berlin. We think that also, depending on our experiences this year, that hybrid, to some extent, will be here to stay. Of course, the most important thing is people want to see each other. That will be the key goal. And people want to meet in person. But we certainly see that people also like the opportunity to join virtually. So that's something that we will see after this year and we'll evaluate.
Thank you, Willem. We're running a little bit short of time. So I'm just going to ask each of you very briefly if you would identify one thing that you're particularly looking forward to at this year's annual conference, whether that's a particular session or webinar or social event. Maybe starting with you, Gregor, what one thing are you looking forward to?
Well, most is actually meeting people in person again, if only with a smaller group. I'm really looking forward to meet my colleagues again and be able to meet in person and exchange, you know, just pleasantries, really. I mean, just meet each other again. That is, after a year of COVID, something I'm really, really looking forward to.
Yeah, something we can all sympathize with, I think, very much. What about you, Willem? What are you looking forward to?
I completely agree with Gregor, but next to that, I think that it will be really good to go to Europol. I think that's very exciting, that despite of everything that we had the past years, that we can do a site visit again.
Yeah, that should be very interesting too, I think, yeah. And Joachim, you get the final word. What are you looking forward to this year?
As Willem already said, Europol is also something that I'm looking much forward to. It's right next to the conference center, and it's thrilling to see or to listen to their experience and to be close to that. And this interacts nicely with the other sessions about proactive and reactive measures on counterfeiting, I think.
Thank you very much. Well, if I may just say, from my point of view, I'm very much looking forward to the webinars. I know they're going to be spread out over the week of the 20th, and normally at the Marks conference, I have to choose which workshop I will go to, because they're all at the same time. But this year, they're all at different times. So it's possible to go to all of them, I believe. So that, I think, will be a great opportunity for everyone. So that concludes this podcast. We've been talking about the Marks annual conference, which, as I mentioned, is from the 13th to the 24th of September this year, 2021.
And we very much hope that many of you will be able to join us either in The Hague in person for those parts of the conference taking place there, or virtually for the whole event. And the early bird discount for Marks members is available now and until the 1st of July.
So thank you very much indeed to Joachim, Gregor and Willem for taking part today and for telling us a bit more about the conference. It's been very interesting to hear from you. We look forward to joining everyone again soon on another episode of Talking Marks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, James.
Thank you.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.